He has redeemed us, February 21st. God provides a way of escape. I have blotted out, as a thick cloud, thy transgressions, and, as a cloud, thy sins, return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. The heart of infinite love yearns after those who feel powerless to free themselves from the snares of Satan, and he graciously offers to strengthen them to live for him. Have you, reader, chosen your own way? Have you wandered far from God? Have you sought to feast upon the fruits of transgression, only to find them turned to ashes upon your lips? And now, your life plans thwarted, and your hopes dead, do you sit alone and desolate? That voice which has long been speaking to your heart, but to which you would not listen, comes to you distinct and clear: Arise ye, and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted, it shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction. Do not listen to the enemy's suggestion to stray away from Christ until you have made yourself better, until you are good enough to come to God. If you wait until then, you will never come. Heaven's plan of salvation is broad enough to embrace the whole world. God longs to breathe into prostrate humanity the breath of life. And he will not permit any soul to be disappointed who is sincere in his longing for something higher and nobler than anything the world can offer. Constantly he is sending his angels to those who, while surrounded by circumstances the most discouraging, pray in faith for some power higher than themselves to take possession of them, and bring deliverance and peace. In various ways God will reveal himself to them, and will place them in touch with providences that will establish their confidence in the one who has given himself a ransom for all.